And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 21st of August, 2009. It's the birthday of novelist Robert Stone, born Brooklyn, 1937, author of Dog Soldiers and A Flag for Sunrise. It was on this day, 1911, the Mona Lisa was stolen from the Louvre in Paris, and the theft was not noticed until the next day, when an artist went to the Louvre to do a painting there and noticed that the Mona Lisa had disappeared. He asked the guards. They said it was probably being photographed, but it wasn't. The director of the museum was out of town. Museum officials got together. The police were called in, and everyone realized that the Mona Lisa was really gone. The Louvre was shut down for a week so they could search every bit of it. It's about 49 acres. Took them a while. All they found was the frame and a piece of glass. It wasn't until 2 years later that the thief contacted an art dealer in Italy, offered to sell him the Mona Lisa for $100,000. The thief was a man named Vincenzo Perugia. He just wanted to return the Mona Lisa to Italy, where it belonged. After all, it had been painted by Leonardo da Vinci, and he said he would sell it as long as it would hang at the Uffizi in Florence and not go back to Paris. He was arrested, and the Mona Lisa was sent back to the Louvre. It's the birthday of the poet X.J. Kennedy, born in Dover, New Jersey, 1929. He was born Joseph Kennedy at a time when Joe Kennedy was the ambassador to England, and he got teased about that. And then in the Navy, he was stationed on a destroyer, the USS Joseph P. Kennedy, Jr. So when he started sending his poems off to magazines, he decided to use a pen name and put the X on the front. Sent the poems to the New Yorker, and they bought two of them, and he thought, marvelous good luck, so he's kept the X ever since. His first book came out in 1961, Nude, Descending a Staircase. Along with poetry, he's published college textbooks about literature, poetry for kids. His most recent books are Peeping Tom's Cabin, Comic Verse, and In a Prominent Bar in Secaucus. It's the birthday of Count Basie, born William James Basie in Red Bank, New Jersey, 1904. He was playing in Kansas City, 1936, he and his band on a radio station, and the radio announcer wanted to put William Basie in the same league as Duke Ellington, so he called him Count Basie. A record producer named John Hammond was listening to that broadcast. He got hold of Count Basie and told him to move to New York, and the Count led the orchestra for almost 50 years. Here's a poem for today by Joe McDougall, entitled Straight Pins. Growing up in a small town, we didn't notice the background figures of our lives, gray men, gnarled women, dropping from us silently like straight pins to a dressmaker's floor. The old did not die, but simply vanished, like disks of snow on our tongues. We knew nothing then of nothingness or pain or loss, our days filled with open fields, football, turtles, and cows. One day we noticed death has a musty breath, that some we loved died dreadfully, that dying sometimes takes time. Now, standing in a supermarket line or easing out of a parking lot, we realize we've become the hazy backgrounds of younger lives. How long has it been, we ask no one in particular, since we've seen a turtle or a cow? Straight Pins, a poem by Joe McDougall, from Satisfied with Havoc, published by Autumn House Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the NEA in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryfoundation.org or find them on Twitter for more information. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Written by Betsy Alistair. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.